This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former Louisiana Governor and Congressman Buddy Romer, who is now a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination in the 2012 campaign. In the first half of our interview, he explained his mantra, free to lead, and what that means as the nation confronts a host of critical challenges. In the second half of our conversation, Governor Romer elaborates on his plan to create jobs, reduce the debt, put together a comprehensive energy policy, and put small businesses back on the track towards success. Let's talk about your ideas real quickly on some of the biggest issues that you wish to be free to lead on. So without the special interest involvement, what would be your plan to control our massive debt and to create jobs?
How do you create jobs and control the debt? A, you stop spending money on programs you don't need with money you don't have. I would start with the energy subsidies, ethanol, oil and gas, and technology that's unproven in energy. You could save about $100 billion a year. You need to cut the budget over 5 years at 1% of the gross domestic product a year. That's $151 billion a year for 5 years. You would start with ethanol subsidies. You would then go to ethanol and energy subsidies. You would then go to housing subsidies. That's about $80 billion a year. Get rid of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They almost brought this country down. You would then look at some management efficiency, which has never been done at the federal level. For example, 42% of all federal employees will retire in the next 10 years. And rather than rehire people to take their place, I would take half those jobs into new technology. You just saved $83 billion a year for 10 years. You can do this. You have to be fair. You don't have to cut people who are hurting and need help, and you don't have to cut people who are old and seniors and have given their lives to this country. You can cut out waste, you can do better management, and you can cut out specific programs. I do that in my proposal. Now, jobs. Three things you need to do. You need an energy policy that makes us energy free by the end of the decade. That creates 3 to 5 million jobs. It includes drilling for oil and gas where it's found, onshore and offshore, and it can be done environmentally sound. I am an environmentalist in that sense. I believe in clean drilling. I believe in the federal government and state government being ready to take care of any damage, not being in bed with the regulated. I'll give you an example. We had one well blow up in the Gulf of Mexico in 70 years. One well. It was a bad one, and we were unprepared. Shame on us. President Obama quit drilling for 1 year, and the price of a gallon of gasoline doubled, and he was surprised. Wake up, Mr. President. By the way, if you have a commercial airplane go down, you don't quit flying. You find out what causes it, and you fix it. The same thing about drilling. We need to drill. Number two, in energy independence, I would put a tariff on all foreign oil except oil from Canada and Mexico. I would start the North American Energy Alliance. I would tariff all other oil, and I would be free of Middle Eastern oil by the end of this decade. I would use that money to retire the national debt, not to operate the government. I would use nuclear. I would open the Yucca Mountain facility. That's what it was voted on. Mr. Obama's politics keeps him from doing it. It needs to be done, Mr. President. We need to be energy free. I would quit sending $500 billion a year overseas for oil to the Middle East. Some of that money goes to the terrorists. Let's quit it, Mr. President. Let's be energy free. We have plenty of resources here. Let's drill cleanly and swiftly and put people to work and be free again. Number two, I would deregulate all small business from any new regulations put on after January 1st, 2008. That's about 81,000 pages of regulation in the last year and a half alone. It's costing small business more than the income tax. It's costing small business $1.7 trillion a year. These often needless regulations. I would deregulate them and let them go to work again. Small businesses hire 2 out of 3 new American jobs. Let's put them to work again. And number 3, I would institute fair trade in the global marketplace. Right now we have free trade, and we are, if you pardon my language, getting screwed by our trading partners. I'll start with China and Japan and add Singapore and Hong Kong and others to the list. I am tired of sending our best job overseas. We send them grain, wheat, corn. They send us their products, and we're getting the worst end of the trade. I would require that all trade compacts have the word fair as well as free in them, and we'd put America back to work. If you did those 3 things and work on tax reform and on the budget, I think this country would be healthy again. But I warn you, I think we're headed for serious trouble, and I think it's coming sooner than people believe. I noticed the mortgage-backed securities have dropped the last 3 days on Wall Street. Rates are climbing again. Inflation is coming back. The government does not know what to do. The president does not have a plan. I challenge the president to either lead or get out of the way and let somebody else lead.
Governor, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to checking back in with you as the campaign continues.
Do it, man. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Former Louisiana Congressman and Governor Buddy Romer. He is now a candidate for the Republican nomination for President of the United States. You can find his website at buddyromer.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.